The forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A severe thunderstorm watch continues until 6 p.m. this evening. Daytime highs approaching 79 this afternoon under overcast skies with scattered thunderstorms likely. Winds out of the east 10 to 20 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tonight, 58, overcast. Cloudy tomorrow, chance for scattered storms, 81. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 73.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment released a study over the weekend saying that they have found increases of liver cancer and other health issues in a historically black neighborhood in the city of Wichita after a groundwater chemical spill that happened back in the 1970s, showing the chemical of TCE was well beyond the recommended levels within the soil. That reflects the increase of cancer diagnosis rates at near 23.9 per 100,000 individuals. The stretch of area that's contaminated within the city of Wichita was just near 3 miles long. It covers near 2,800 properties in the contaminated area. According to the Environmental Protection Agency, they say that water's contaminated if it contains more than 5 parts per billion of TCE. However, out of the KDHE's report, with two-thirds of the 66 water quality tests that were conducted between May of 2021, they say they found the majority of the samples showing as much as 823 TCE parts per billion. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Thank you, Wichita and surrounding areas, for making Midwest Kia the number one local dealership in new car sales for the first quarter of 2023. Our New Year's resolutions at Midwest Kia were to bring you more of the same great inventory, on the ground and available, same fair pricing, never over sticker, and the same great car buying experience we call the better way to buy. One that is simple, transparent, and fast, and only at Midwest Kia. Our great staff is dedicated to exceeding your expectations throughout your car buying experience, before, during, and after the sell. And as always, we stand behind our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty on all new and certified pre-owned vehicles. We came through, and so did you. We're proud to serve Wichita and the surrounding areas, and look forward to an incredible rest of 2023. Come see us at Midwest Kia, 8725 West Kellogg, or MidwestKia.com. And remember, we want to see you! The warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
The Kansas Youth Chorale has been traveling across the state of Kansas performing for individuals, with the latest performance coming out of the White Concert Hall in Topeka, Kansas, showing off the young singers that are put together from all around the state.
Our goal is to bring joy to others through music, and we are trying to do different kinds of literature. Some if it's more serious, and some of it's just for fun, and in three parts, and these are kids that really love to sing, and they want to try things that are a little bit more difficult.
That was Kay Seibert, the director of the Kansas Youth Chorale on WIBW, where they say that they have plans to travel not only across the state of Kansas, but to other states as well, as they continue to try and bring joy to communities.
We also have pop-up concerts during the year, and we're looking at taking a little trip next year. We've kind of just done things here in Kansas so far, but we'd like to try something a little different.
They currently only have 2 public concerts each year in the state of Kansas. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Lincoln County Crime Stoppers organization held their annual golf fundraiser over the weekend at the Indian Meadows Golf Course in North Platte, Nebraska. As they say, the money that's raised during the golf tournament goes towards helping it offer rewards for information that may be given to the Crime Stoppers that leads to solving a crime within the community.
Our organization has received hundreds of tips over the last several years. And of those tips, we have solved 50 to 60 different crimes. People call in with tips on either a phone line or a website and give us information. It's all anonymous. And if that information leads to an arrest for the crime, then they are given a reward.
That was Jane Davis, the president of the Crime Stoppers on KNOP News Channel 2, where they say individual tips that have been led to Crime Stoppers has helped solve near 50 crimes in the area.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provide for research and advice on the latest scam targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
In 2022, Mother Nature will, of course, bring unexpected challenges to U.S. farmers, as she always does. One proven way for reducing your risk exposure is to start your growing season by planting professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed retailers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance is a 100-member industry group focused on communicating the many benefits of investing in U.S. seed innovation. SEPA seed companies invest 15% of their sales into plant breeding, trait development, and genome editing, seed conditioning, packaging, and service. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
Marshall County commissioners last week discussed with the sheriff the next steps for jail construction. The board will try to meet with the architect, construction manager at risk, and financial specialists again in the next couple of weeks. After a petition, the option to move forward with a lease purchase that would finance roughly half the cost of a new jail was turned down by voters earlier in April. There's been some discussion recently regarding disposal of a damaged turbine blade recently struck by lightning. Per agreement, no components of the windmill will be accepted at the county landfill. Marshall County Public Works has announced a road closure on 16th Road between Harvest and Indian for bridge repair, with construction to last approximately 6 weeks. Washington County netted just over $20,000 from 20 properties sold at a tax sale in February, which will be applied to the $70,000 in back taxes owed. Nemahal County Commissioners rejected a second request that the county share in repair and assume maintenance of some roads in the Sabetha area and Rock Creek Township, noting they may be open to considering a policy that could be applied across the county. Recent staff terminations have created discussion, and comments were heard from some residents. The county attorney advising he could find nothing in state statute regarding inclusion of staff terminations or hirings in commissioners' minutes. Gage County Board of Supervisors delayed approval last week of a special use permit that would allow development of a 6,250-head swine operation between Pickerel and Adams. They asked additional questions of the applicant and are awaiting results of soil and water testing from the state. The delay could postpone consideration until June or July. Also last week, no action was taken on proposed solar regulations in Gage County. Pottawatomie County is exploring options of two simultaneous bridge projects on Havensville Road in the northern part of the county, with Public Works authorizing to begin design that would help avoid a prolonged closure of the Havensville Road. A planned project would be combined with another bridge structure that was damaged nearby following a car accident last month. The two are both about 90 years old. Construction could start this fall, as the motion to move forward was passed on a 2-1 vote. Local farmers had expressed support for the effort to avoid limited access to fields over a longer period of time. Groundbreaking for a new ambulance facility at Leonardville that would serve northern Riley County was held Monday. The EMS station will accommodate full-time staff and is expected to cost some $799,000 for construction, which is expected to be complete by September. Earlier this spring, it was also announced that EMS headquarters will soon move to a new facility at Manhattan to house other emergency operations. To create the new Riley County Public Safety Headquarters, which will allow an emergency operations center as well. Second half personal property taxes in Kansas are due Wednesday, May 10th, and may be paid at county clerk's offices. In Marshall County, property taxes may also be paid at local banks. Mail-ins with May 10th postmarks are accepted, and a drop box is available at the courthouse in Marysville. Please don't put cash in the drop box and include your name and number with your check. Taxpayers are reminded that in order to avoid delays, please have payment stubs, statements, or receipts. Those eligible for neighborhood revitalization refunds this year must have both real estate and personal property taxes paid by May 10th, or they'll lose eligibility for future refunds. Marysville Community Foundation reports setting a new record Friday during the annual Pony Up Match Day, generating nearly $390,000 in contributions with 1,188 gifts to 56 different funds, which added to the $90,000 of matching funds, brought in a total of some $480,000, surpassing last year's mark of $464,000. The Tennis Court Refurbishment Fund, which was established to maintain the new tennis courts in the city park, raised nearly $45,000 from 22 donors as the top dollars raised, with the nearly $35,000 from 86 donors toward the Blue River Rail Trail, which announced plans for development of a kids' bike course near the trailhead north of Marysville. Historic Union Pacific Depot fundraising was split between the restoration and heating and air conditioning funds, generating a combined $28,000. And the Historic Courthouse Fix the Bricks campaign, Kester House Museum Foundation, and Marshall County Arts Cooperative each received around $18,000 in contributions. Again, the total raised Friday with matching funds some $480,000. Full leaderboards available online at ponyupmarysville.com. Bertha M. Whitlinger, age 99, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral services planned May the 10th at 2 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, with a visitation May the 9th from noon until 9. Family will see friends from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Bertha Whitlinger. Lawrence W. Bill Barrington, Jr., age 76, of Blue Rapids, passed away Saturday. A memorial service is planned May 20th, 11 a.m., on the Circle Square in Blue Rapids. Private interment will follow, with Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Bill Barrington.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Some showers and thunderstorms possible throughout the region today, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the lower to mid-80s. Showers are likely overnight tonight, staying cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. More showers are likely throughout the day on Wednesday as well, cloudy with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Southeast winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. More showers are likely throughout Wednesday night, cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. More showers on Thursday, sunshine possible with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s. Southeast winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And these showers still continue throughout Thursday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Showers might continue on Friday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and mid-80s. And a slight chance for some showers throughout Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Some rain on Saturday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-May, 73. Record high on this date, 93. The average low, 51, and the record low, 28. Sunset this evening, 8:27, with sunrise in the morning at 6:20.
Before satellites and weather radar, folks use the signs around them as weather alerts. We will share that time-tested weather wisdom today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, May 9th, the 129th day of the year. Musician Billy Joel has a birthday, and on this day in 1754, the Pennsylvania Gazette published America's first newspaper cartoon, a divided snake captioned with "Join or Die." Spring is a good time to brush up on some weather proverbs. Here's a few for predicting fair weather or foul. One legend goes, bees will not swarm before a near storm. Another says lightning in the south is a sure sign of drought. Old-timers believed lightning without thunder meant fair weather was coming. And some are convinced that cows know exactly what's approaching. If one scratches his ear, a shower is near. If it thumps its ribs with its tail, expect thunder, lightning, or hail. And that is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find your forecast at almanac.com.
Working in agriculture, you face challenges every day. It's who you are. But those challenges, they can take a toll. Stress, anxiety, depression. It may be hard to talk about, but how you feel is worse. And just like in your operation, ignored problems will only get worse. You take care of so much. Take care of you, too. Start today at KansasAgStress.org. That's KansasAgStress.org.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department of Agriculture and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
A salute to the seniors and the graduating class of 2023 of Axtell High School. From Axtell Trust Manufacturing, Nemaha Marshall Rural Electric, Little Joe's Service, Eagle Heating and Air Conditioning, Blue Valley Technologies, and the Western National Bank. Commencement exercises at Axtell High School Saturday, 11 a.m. This year's class, Taylor Brockstrom, Allison Bussing, Evan Bussing, Isaac Detweiler, Montgomery Lindeen, Ariana Leiberger, Lainey Porting, Dre Rottinghouse, and Owen Strothman. Again, congratulations to the class of 23 from Axtell High School, from the Western National Bank, Blue Valley Technologies, Eagle HVAC, Little Joe's Service, Nemaha Marshall Rural Electric, and Axtell Trust Manufacturing. A salute to the seniors in the graduating class of 2023 of Frankfort High School from M&R Auto Parts, First National Bank in Frankfort, F&A Construction, Wanklin Oil, Trailers for You, and J&R Market. Commencement exercises at Frankfort Saturday at noon. This year's class, Alice Brown, Joey Busman, Don Collins, Cheyenne Corbin, Trevor Harbold, Mariah Hedges, Devin Helmricks, Alexander Hull, Clara Key, Maya Keller, Taryn Parthamer, Max Schell, Kaylee Schroller, Kennedy Seleska, Kylie Schneider, Bastian Vandenhoek, and Skylar Wachnick. Congratulations to the Frankfort High School class of 2023 from J&R Market, Trailers for You, Wanklin Oil, F&A Construction, First National Bank in Frankfort, and M&R Auto Parts.
American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. The Kansas City Royals finally put together a great game last night, hitting the baseball. They recorded 14 hits and scored 12 runs in a 12-5 win over the Chicago White Sox to open up the series at Kauffman Stadium. After the game, manager Matt Cattario talked about the highs and lows of a season and last night's performance at the plate.
The process was great the whole time, you know, and teams are going to go through ups and downs offensively throughout the course of a year. So I'm happy for the guys that they're having that success, but I'm more happy that they haven't changed their work, their thought process. They didn't panic. It's easy to do when you're struggling, and they didn't do that.
The White Sox and Royals will play game two of the series again tonight at Kauffman. Speaking of the Kansas City Royals, pitcher Ryan Yarbrough was placed on the 15-day injured list one day after being hit in the face by a line drive during Sunday's game against the Oakland Athletics. He's expected to make a full recovery. Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford has the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home, work, or fleet for most routine maintenance. maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Our certified professionals can work on all makes and models. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
With sports gambling now legalized in most states, it has now become a problem for not only professional sports, but the NCAA as well. The University of Iowa announced Monday that 26 athletes across five sports and one full-time employee of the athletic department are suspected of wagering on sports in violation of NCAA rules. In addition, Iowa State acknowledged that some 15 of its athletes across three sports are also suspected of violating gambling rules. According to the NCAA rules, it is against policy for any student athlete to gamble on any sporting event. With the exit of Orlando Brown Jr. and Andrew Wiley off the Chiefs offensive line during the offseason, the Chiefs did acquire a couple of left tackles in Juwan Taylor from Jacksonville and Donovan Smith. Yesterday, head coach Andy Reid said that Donovan Smith will be the left tackle while Juwan Taylor will play at the right side. NBA playoffs last night, Miami took care of New York 109-101. The Lakers beat Golden State 104-101. Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
Lift your spirits with the fragrance and refreshing flavor of lemon balm. This member of the mint family has long been known for reducing anxiety, calming digestion, and improving one's mood. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This perennial herb is hardy in zones 4 to 10. Unlike many of its mint family relatives, it spreads by seeds, not underground rhizomes. So remove the flowers before they set seed to prevent it from taking over your garden. Grow lemon balm in full sun and moist, well-drained soil. Harvest the leafy stems as needed and when possible right before flowering for maximum flavor. Regular harvesting encourages new growth for future cutting. Use lemon balm for flavoring soups, stews, fish, pork, and egg dishes. Save some for jams, teas, and vinegars. You'll enjoy the best flavor when used fresh, but the fragrance remains after drying. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
FNIC Group gives a huge shout-out to Deegan Nelson and all of the Beatrice High School graduating class of 2023. You have worked hard to get to this moment. Enjoy it. No congratulations is big enough to wish you on this special day. From FNIC Group, our name has changed, but our values haven't. Peterson Plumbing, Heating, and AC congratulates Elise Peterson and all of the Fairbury High School graduating class of 2023 and wishes all the students good luck in all that they pursue. From Peterson Plumbing, Heating, and AC, your local Rheem dealer, www.petersonplumbingheatingac.com. Cook & Company is shouting congratulations to the Nemaha Central graduating class of 2023. From Cook & Company in Seneca, offering one of the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors in North America, and quality handcrafted cabinetry that will add beauty to every room in your home.
In early 1961, a B-52 crashed in a farm field about 12 miles north of Goldsboro, North Carolina. The tragic accident not only cost the lives of several crew members, but resulted in a recovery effort that is still talked about today. We go to that farmer's field on this edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Scammers often try to dupe veterans to steal the VA benefits they've earned. Scammers may try to obtain sensitive information or collect payments over the phone, offer to move assets in order to qualify for pension, insist benefits may be sent directly to a friend or caregiver, or promise to manage benefits or file a claim for you. VA will never charge you for processing a claim, and only VA can determine eligibility. To report suspicious activity, visit va.gov/OIG/hotline.
Brent Tindall's family farmed the ground around their homestead for decades, but an event in January of 1961 will forever be a part of their history.
I will never forget my grandmother saying she thought it was the end of the world because it looked like the world was on fire out here.
A plane from nearby Seymour Johnson Air Force Base in Goldsboro, North Carolina, had crashed in the field they rented just a few hundred yards from his grandparents' home.
They said within 10 minutes, this place was covered with military people, helicopters, everything was here.
A quick response to a plane crash was to be expected, but what was unexpected was what was on board that plane.
Supposed to have been two hydrogen bombs. One went down with the plane, my understanding. The other one was in a parachute hanging in a tree back over here about a tenth of a mile or so from here.
At the time, the military hadn't disclosed what was on board the B-52 that went down here near Faro, North Carolina. We now know the plane was carrying two thermonuclear bombs, which broke free from the plane just before the crash. One bomb landed safely with a parachute. The other had buried itself in the Tyndall's farm field. Soon, the military began to close off the area.
My daddy couldn't hardly get here to pick his daddy up and his mama. He had to get clearance in here, and they finally let him in to get him and carried him out that night.
But the military presence was here for much longer than just a few days.
Soldiers out here, my granddaddy said, for I think 6 or 7 months, actually walking guard duty on the front porch of the house, staying out of the snow at night.
The military was digging a giant hole in the farm that Brent's family rented. They weren't saying what they were looking for, but we now know they were searching for the uranium and plutonium core of the bomb, which was sinking deeper into the North Carolina mud. The story continues next time as we travel the countryside near Faro, North Carolina. I'm Andrew McCray.
Endless benefits to adopting precision ag technology on your farm. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The data it provides can save you valuable time and money as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Solving problems with your farming operation and noting where you can make improvements is a whole lot easier when you can retrieve data from a precision ag product. You want a system that ensures every pass across the field is documented and integrated into the equipment. You don't have to think about it. It just happens without a lot of fuss and effort. Kyle Plattner is the Senior Product Manager for Mobile and Monitoring at John Deere. He says to have your goals in mind when choosing a platform, but you can't foresee everything you're going to want to do with the data.
I think that there is all sorts of analyses and things that we're able to extract value out of data that you find out long after you've been collecting it. And so I think even before you identify all the goals you could possibly have with collecting data, step one is just to make sure you're getting it, right? And that just starts with choosing the right player, the right platform.
The learning curve when adopting a digital strategy can be steep for farmers. Do your research and start with the tools you're comfortable with. It can be as simple as your phone.
Everybody uses apps, so really low barrier of entry. And so that's a great place to get started with your data. Make sure you have a platform that is available right on the mobile phone that you carry around every day. And generally, it'll grow with you as you become more comfortable with more advanced tools. The opportunity is there to go deeper and deeper and sit down at a desktop and do really in-depth analysis. So I would say the platforms will continue to grow and mature. And as you continue to grow more comfortable, you can go deeper with the tool sets that are made available.
Once you've chosen a platform to invest in, make sure it'll work with your existing equipment for data compatibility and file formats. Learn more about getting started in ag technology data at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
Summer vacation growing up. My parents made it a point to take a week to go somewhere, whether going to the cabin or to a theme park. No matter what we did, it was about spending time together as a family. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. As a parent, I realize now how much planning went into those summer vacations. Whether it was airfare to purchase or hotels to book or bags to pack, there was always something to think of. You know, preparing for summer vacation can be a little like preparing for retirement. You have to look ahead, plan for anything unexpected, and create an itinerary that aligns with where you want to go. Retirement really can be a special time in life. It opens the door to pursue your purpose in new ways. Maybe you want to take a service trip to help others in need, or retirement might mean passing on your faith to your grandkids. Whatever your retirement goals are, it's important to plan for them so that you can confidently manage your finances once you enter that phase of your life.
A perfect weekend ahead for the 47th annual Mother's Day Flea Market, Saturday 9 to 6, Sunday 9 to 3. Nearly 100 booths will be featured. Artwork will be on display in the Marysville Junior High School Gymnasium. Saturday, Big Bang Boom, a kid-friendly pop rock trio, performs at 11:30. And Sunday, a chicken barbecue, dine-in or carry-out, will serve 11 to 2 at the Helvering Center. For details, find them on Facebook at Mother's Day Market or contact Marysville Chamber in Main Street. Be a part of the excitement this weekend in Marysville. An invitation from these proud community merchants. Free CPA, Kramer Oil and CJ Express, East and West. Intention Envelope.
Ag Innovation and Global Food Systems. The first in a three-part series today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Connect your entire farm with Ag Leader. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. While the title of a recent panel discussion was The Role of Innovation in Supporting Global Food Systems, the subtitle might have been Food Security is National Security. The event was put on by Kansas State University and the Farm Journal Foundation. One panelist, Kansas Congressman Tracy Mann, said food insecurity in certain countries often leads to terrorism.
If the U.S. doesn't have a presence, if we don't step in, either people will die and or bad actors will step in and fill that void. And in a post-9/11 world, we can't let that happen. So I think it's more clear today than ever that food security is national security.
Congress is currently putting together a new farm bill, and Mann says the impact of that policy has global implications.
We've never had to rely on another country for our food supply. But if we mess up ag policy, and then in so doing mess up American agriculture and our ability to produce food, we will not only be a less free country ourselves if we have to import food, but the stability that we can provide for the rest of the world is incalculable.
House Agriculture Committee Chairman Glenn Thompson was also on that panel in Kansas, and we'll hear from him tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel has a special buffet on Mother's Day. Open Monday through Saturday starting at 5 p.m. Make a weekend of it by staying in our motel and enjoying all that Southeast Nebraska has to offer. Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel in Auburn. Prime rib on Fridays and Saturdays.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Tuesday, May the 9th. Here's what's making news. Well, you know, it's been a chilly start to spring in the upper Midwest. John Baranek, an ag meteorologist with DTN, says things have finally begun warming up.
We did have a nice warm stretch of weather early April, and I know I saw a lot of folks get out in the field, as long as they weren't covered in snow at that point, get out and start plowing the fields a little bit, doing a little bit of field work. But, I mean, it's been just tough. It's been warm enough to melt all the snow, and it looks like that's gone, but the temperatures have been well below normal here for the second half of April. But now that we're getting into May, things have turned around quite a bit. So we've got above normal temperatures now, and we've had them here for at least the last week. Everything's trending in a positive direction and looks to be continuing that way here through probably the rest of the month.
A large area of soil in the upper Midwest is getting recharged thanks to heavy snowfall.
We did across the eastern Dakotas and most of Minnesota. If you go down into Iowa, they didn't get as much, and they've had some drier conditions kind of at the end of April where they're still dealing with some drought there. And as you get further southwest, it gets worse, and that's where they've really had the drought. But here in the upper Midwest, we're doing okay. And there's some dry areas out there, but we've had some showers come through over the last week. Overall, it's not too bad in terms of soil moisture around here. A lot of the drought that's been kind of hanging around or developing in dissipating over the last couple of years still has left subsoil moisture kind of limited across a lot of our areas up here, but we're turning the corner on that as well. We might have to get through this entire season yet until we really recharge the soils here this fall.
The central and southern plains can't shake the drought they've endured for a long time.
They've been deadlocked in it for the last 2 years. They've had some better rainfall here over the last couple of weeks, but they are still just socked into it.
And that's a good your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/3free and switch to United today. Terms and restrictions apply. See store for details.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas.
3923 ExtendFlex soybeans with STS is a new late Group 3 maturity with medium-tall plant time, has strong field test yields, and can be used on dry land or irrigated. 3923 soybeans.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2822. 36 Kaufman Seed.
Check out Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice, where you can count on a hometown low pressure high volume deal every day. Home of the used megastore with the largest selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs in southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, all priced competitively, serviced, and ready to roll. Check them out online at twinriv.com or drive in today. Their finance specialists put you in a newer used vehicle with no hassle and terms you can afford. It's the used megastore, new car and truck headquarters, Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram West Court in Beatrice.
How calibrating meters can save you money. That's today on the Tune In to Tech Tuesday here on Successful Farming Radio, brought to you by John Deere.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Pete Bellico, meter technician at Felposh Precision Services based in Fowler, Minnesota, says that calibrating meters is an important cost-saving practice.
We had a meter here that we ran that it didn't have an adjustable brush in it. And so I just did a side-by-side with three different seed types. And there's a fair amount of difference in how they ran and the percentage loss. One was $37 an acre loss on a particular kind of seed because they could not adjust a brush. So it's an important thing to have done, or at least have somebody look through them. You can look through them yourselves, but, you know, just keeping your planter in tip-top shape, keeping that singulation so it's good, you know, no skips and not dropping doubles. Those kinds of things are important because you only go across field one.
As for the frequency of meter calibration, Billicole says it depends on how many acres are being ran per roll.
When you're starting to push over 100, 150 acres a roll, it's probably time to have them looked at, I would think.
To prove how important meter calibration is, Felpash has its own study where they have a purposefully bad seed meter that gets about 95% singulation.
For every 1% you're off on singulation between 100 to 99 to 98, for every percent, it's over a 2-bushel loss. So with today's corn being $5 to $6, that's at least $10 to $12 that we're leaving on the table if we can't attain that close to 100% singulation.
I'm Lori Boyer. For more ag information, log on to agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTac. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, the liquidation that started last month has continued into this month. There is some good news on the horizon, though. It looks like that planting is going very well in places like Iowa. Also, the Black Sea Trade Agreement is going to be more than likely ratified and continued and extended because the parties are coming to the table. And so it looks like that that agreement will not expire, which is good news for everybody. Here's what we're looking at right now. May corn, 642.5. That's down 14. July corn, 584.5. That's down 12. Kansas City wheat for May, $9. That's up 9. Kansas City wheat for July, 846. That's up 1.75. July oats, 337.5. That's down 1.75. Soybeans for May, 1452.25. That's down 16.5. July soybeans, 1413.5. That's down 20.25 right now. Cotton for July, 8097 is your current price, and that's down $2.33. Live cattle for June, 163.17.5. That's up 75 cents. Live cattle for August, 161.15. That's up $1.07.5. Feeder cattle for May, 205.25. And that's up $1.62.5. August feeder cattle, 225.55. That's up $2.45. Take a look at crude oil for June, 72.56. That's down 60 cents. July crude down 57 cents at 72.50 per barrel. Looking at gold for June, 2043.80. That's up $10.60. Silver for May silver, 2569.5. That's up a nickel right now. Wall Street, the Dow is down 30, S&P down 14, NASDAQ down 66.
Ag producers depend on Abilene Machine for high-quality ag replacement parts. In addition to tractor and combine parts, they carry planter, drill, and tillage parts. Need coulter blade, soil saver mold boards, chisel plow points, or field cultivator sweeps? What about seed boots? Opener discs or tubes for your planter or drill? Abilene Machine has them for John Deere, Great Plains, Ty, Case IH, Kinsey, and New Holland. To view and order parts online, visit AbileneMachine.com.
Get ready for spring mowing with an instant $500 rebate on Spartan's most popular zero-turn mowers at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Over 100 Spartan mowers in stock and ready for you immediately with many unique features to make mowing your lawn faster, easier, and more comfortable. 0% financing available with approved credit. See the full line of Spartan mowers at Countryside right away to take advantage of the $500 springtime instant rebate. Online at Countryside Motors or on the ground at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Countryside Motors, we have what moves you.
Tax refund burning a hole in your pocket? Turn that into your new ride from Crown Over Auto Sales. Take a look, and if it's not on the lot, let Ethan and Andrew find it for you. If you know what you want or want to spend, Crown Over makes it work for you. Find them across from Valley Vet in Marysville or online at crownoverautosales.com.
The dean of Kansas State University's College of Agriculture, Ernie Minton, puts together a monthly statewide update with articles from K-State Research and Extension. Minton discusses the articles, which include hypertension, fungicide use for wheat, and the Kansas Animal Science and Leadership Academy. K-State launched a program to help with hypertension awareness and prevention.
K-State Research and Extension is a link to many programs related to food and agriculture, natural resources, but another very, very important thing that our specialists that become involved in and agents is community health and programs that support that. And so hypertension or high blood pressure is a really, really important medical issue that is particularly threatening because it doesn't make itself known. You don't necessarily know, or you wouldn't normally know, that you have hypertension or high blood pressure. And so getting ahead of that is really very, very important. So this is where our extension personnel have developed programs to come in and help with that.
Crop producers with standing wheat may want to look into early fungicide use.
I think folks are familiar with the challenges that our wheat growers in southwest Kansas are having with a different problem, and that is the lack of moisture. But I think this article really points for those who have a good stand and have the opportunity for a good harvest can really make a difference between one that's good and one that could be improved dramatically. And Kelsey Anderson-Onofre has some nice tips for wheat growers relative to fungicide application, which should be worth a good read.
K-State's Animal Sciences and Industry Department hosts a summer animal science leadership program for students interested in the livestock industry.
Animal science has a really nice program that's open to a limited number of high school students that are interested in livestock-related careers, known as the Animal Science Leadership Academy, and is June 21 to 24 in Manhattan. And I'd say the department does a really, really good job of incorporating leadership opportunities for incoming students. There are, you know, some students that come into that leadership academy, you know, that are very, very familiar with the breadth of opportunities there are in animal science, and then others maybe that aren't as familiar. And so pairing with that mentor, talking about opportunities in livestock and livestock-related industries, this really is a great opportunity for students.
That was K-State's College of Agriculture Dean and K-State Research and Extension Director Ernie Minton outlining the K-State Research and Extension stories he included in the monthly statewide newsletter for April. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Marshall County Public Works advising 16th Road between Harvest and Indian Roads will be closed Tuesday for approximately 6 weeks for bridge replacement. Again, 16th Road between Harvest and Indian will be closed Tuesday for approximately 6 weeks.
Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.